It is Thursday, September 22nd, 2016, and this is another edition of WBCR News. I'm Richard Ngo, and these are today's headlines. In world news, there were two major developments from the United Nations this week. First, the UN signed and ratified the New York Declaration, a 22-page non-binding document that provides a two-year timeline for four nations to equally share the amount of refugees, with negotiations starting in 2017 to 2018. And second, during its annual General Assembly, the UN also announced that over 20 more nations worldwide have allowed their governments to legally comply with the Paris Climate Agreement, which was first agreed upon in 2015. Before this treaty can become law by the end of the year, at least 55 countries representing 55% of global emissions must commit themselves to this deal. As of now, 60 countries representing 48% of overall emissions have done so. In national news, a state of emergency has been declared in Charlotte, North Carolina, after a second night of protests over the fatal police shooting of a black man named Keith Lamont Scott. Police say that the 43-year-old was holding a handgun when getting in and out of his car as he then pointed it towards them. However, family members say that he was not weaponized at the moment and was simply reading a book while waiting to pick up his son from the school bus to take him back home. As a third night of violence seems likely, the National Guard has been ordered by the governor to protect the city. After businesses were destroyed, four officers sustained non-life-threatening injuries, and at least three civilians were hospitalized. And a new report by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine says that immigrants do not take American jobs, refuting a claim frequently mentioned by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. In fact, an excerpt from the report says, quote, "The prospects for long-run economic growth in the United States would be considerably dimmed without the contributions of high-skilled immigrants." In local news, the man accused of detonating at least two bombs in New York and New Jersey on Saturday, September 17th, Ahmad Rahami, is still being treated at a New Jersey hospital due to injuries sustained in a police shootout, as four federal terrorism charges, including the use of a weapon of mass destruction, have already been dealt against him. Meanwhile, his wife, Asia Rahami, has apparently arrived in the U.S. after flying from Dubai last night, and she is cooperating with investigators in her husband's case. In addition, a blood-stained journal written by the suspect shows that he was radicalized by ISIS. Last but not least, police were on the lookout for two thieves who found an additional pressure cooker bomb on 27th Street that luckily did not explode during the attacks last Saturday. And in sports, the New York Yankees beat the Tampa Bay Rays 11-5 last night, and it's all thanks to an astounding performance from rookie catcher Gary Sanchez. He was able to hit two more homers and drove in five runs, and Masahiro Tanaka also won, despite allowing four home runs in the same inning. Thanks to last night's victory, the Yankees are just 2.5 games away from clinching the second AL wildcard spot from Baltimore. And the Yankees will be playing against the Rays again tonight at 7:10 p.m. This has been another edition of WBCR News. For the entire news team and for all of Brooklyn College Radio, I'm Richard Ngo. Good day.